As he mentioned, Steve and everybody in the WGN newsroom will be following that story very closely all day today. Let's talk about magic. Halloween, a perfect time to discuss magic. Joey Cranford makes a return appearance to our show. He's the co-owner of the Chicago Magic Lounge, and along with Joey, David Parr, an award-winning magician with some incredible things on his resume. We'll discuss those with you in a little bit, guys. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Great to be here.
We're about to publicize a show or a series of shows that are sold out, aren't they?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Should we just leave?
No, stay.
Next time,
well, but my show is ongoing, so...
Your show is still going, and there are seats available. All right, let's just quickly get this out of the way. If people want to see shows there, how do they go about doing that?
We have shows 7 days a week. Our signature shows are our most popular show. It's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, just like you'd buy a ticket to see a play or concert. Mm-hmm. And just go online to buy those tickets. Typically, those shows sell out a few weeks in advance.
This is at Chicago Magic Lounge.
Chicago Magic Lounge.
5050 North Clark. It's just a lounge for magic. Is there drinking?
Just a lounge. Magic. It's actually the first kind of concept of its kind in the Midwest. It's giant, but we borrow from a lot of the older concepts of magic bars in Chicago. There used to be magic bars on all sides of town. We talked extensively about that last time.
Yeah.
And so we take a lot of the aspects of these older magic bars that began in the 1915 era, 20s and 30s, had several of them. We had nine open at one time in the 70s and 80s. So we took the best little parts like magic at the bar, magic at your tables, a little bit of magic on stage, and created an entire kind of empire for that. So it's 7,200 square feet, three different rooms for magic, bar that's free anytime you want to go. At 5 o'clock we open. The ticketed events.
Can you make the bill disappear?
No.
To sum up,
you need some serious sorcery for us to.
Okay.
It's a multi-million dollar facility completely devoted to the art of magic.
Yeah. And who honestly does not love magic? I am intrigued and amazed by it.
I think it's universal.
Yep.
In the fact that we all need mystery. We hunger for mystery in our lives.
Yeah. I think we started to touch on this a little bit last time. Jerry Seinfeld used to do a thing about magicians, and it's like, now you see it, now you don't, you're an idiot, you know? Because it really is, you're to some extent, you're fooling people.
Well, to borrow a phrase from the New York Lounge, which was a Chicago magic bar from the 40s to the 80s, they had a slogan that said, it's fun to be fooled.
Yeah.
And we don't like to take advantage of you for that. We don't degrade you or make you feel like you're an idiot or stupid. A lot of people feel that magic challenges them.
Yeah.
But for the most part, we just want it to be a fun experience, to just let go of the world. And as David said, everyone needs a little bit of mystery. I think we all need a little misdirection.
Mm.
And so just to turn off reality for a little bit and just allow yourself to be fooled by a mystery.
Yeah.
It's like a puzzle. You want to struggle to put it together, and you don't want to stop with a magic trick. You're like thinking about it afterwards for quite some time.
But we don't want you to worry about solving that puzzle.
Yeah,
we just want to give you a puzzle and just go, just deal with it.
That's the fun of it for some people. To them, it's a puzzle that demands a solution. And they'll worry over that forever. But for some people, they're able to just give themselves over to the experience of mystery and enjoy the feeling of not knowing.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And
there's a lot I don't know, and I'm very happy.
I think that's
really
important.
You can't solve everything, so you just go, wow, that's amazing, and leave it at that.
Well, it reminds us that we live in a universe of surprises where we don't understand everything, and we know there's a surprise around the next corner.
David, every day I make a quarter come out of Wendy's ear, and every day she's amazed by it. Every day.
There it is. Your daily dose of mystery.
All I had with magic was my Marshall Brodeen TV magic cards, and I was very good at that.
We've recently become friends with Marshall Brodeen Jr.
Oh,
he's
cool.
He's a friend of the lounge. He comes. Last week, he came in and brought me loads of Wizzo signed just recently signed. But the best thing I have, and he didn't even tell me, just put it in there. And Marshall, if you're listening, this was brilliant. He gave me the WGN pass of Marshall Brodeen when he was here.
Really?
His guest pass for coming in as a production.
Who's when you think of the best magicians of all time, of course, Houdini's name comes up. Harry Houdini. Was he the best of all time, or is somebody way better than him?
He's certainly the most famous of all time.
The best marketer of all time, sure.
Yeah, he even arranged to die on Halloween night, right? So, I mean, that's great publicity.
Is the story true that he told his wife that if there is a life after death, that he would somehow come back? Is that all true?
That's what they say. I mean, that's what his wife said, that they had a code And if he was going to get a message through, he would use that code to communicate.
Mm. And did it happen?
Not yet.
We got to be patient. He's only been dead 86 years.
We're going to work on it.
Do you know the story about why he was obsessed with this coming back from the dead thing? Because he made a whole career out of debunking these psychics and these this paranormal stuff that would go on. Came to Chicago and just turned the whole world upside down as far as like paranormal psychic activity goes, and exposed a lot of it as tricks. And he sat down with this one kind of medium, and they were all having this thing, and she says, you know, I'm talking to your mother right now. She says she loves you. She says she can't wait to see you again sometime. She will. And he's like, that's very moving, but I didn't know you spoke Hungarian. My mother does not speak English. She wouldn't speak it in the afterlife either. So
wow.
You're fake, you're phony, and we gotta go.
Wow, like,
brilliant.
That's perfect. Yeah. You'll do some magic for us when we come back?
Absolutely.
Now, I know it's radio, so that can be a little tricky. We're going to Facebook Live it so everybody can see what we're talking about. We'll have
There'll be a video, actually.
A video.
At WGNradio.com, so you'll find it later today.
Perfect. Joey Cranford is here, the co-owner of the Chicago Magic Lounge, and magician David Parr, and we'll pick this up in just a little bit.
It's a kind of magic. It's a kind of magic.
Who doesn't love magic, Bill? You love magic.
I sure do, Wendy. Joey Cranford is here. He's the co-owner of the Chicago Magic Lounge. David Parr, along for the ride, award-winning magician, who was just featured on the television show Fool Us, the Penn & Teller show. And you were a big winner on there, right?
I did. I fooled their faces off.
Penn & Teller. I just started watching this show, and a magician will come up and try and flummox Penn & Teller. And it's so funny because Penn & Teller will reveal whether or not they understood the joke and some kind understood the trick in some kind of code so they don't give it away.
So only magicians understand.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah. Well, in my case, and I had never seen this happen before, they were so baffled by it that they didn't even have a guess. They
really?
Yeah.
Can you say, of course don't divulge, magicians never divulge, but can you say what you did that baffled them?
It was an effect performed with two decks of playing cards and the host of the show, Allison Hannigan, and I. And we both shuffled our decks and we cut them several times and we picked a card and exchanged decks. And in the end, it turned out that the cards we had both chosen were matched.
One time in a magic trick? That's that girl.
That's what she said. That's how she handled it. Wow.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
What did you win? I mean, aside from the fact that you fooled two of the greatest magicians of our generation, what else did you win for that?
Beyond the bragging rights, my trophy is on display in the Chicago Magic Lounge. You can see it right there in the bar area. There's like a little sort of shrine to my Fool Us appearance. I said when I drop dead, they can put flowers in there and it'll be very touching. I got to go back and do a spot in their live show in Las Vegas.
Was that a thrill for you?
It was super fun.
Yeah, I bet.
I got to perform the piece I did on TV for an audience of 1,500 people.
Wow.
Yeah. You know what's interesting about them is they to some extent, they make fun of magicians. They've done that for years, and yet magicians love them.
Yeah, well, I think it's all done with love. I think it's all done with respect. You know, the poking and prodding of magicians. I think it's good for us. We have to not take ourselves too seriously.
Sure.
And I think it encourages us to see where our flaws are and improve and grow.
That makes sense.
Chicago Magic Lounge, the big Halloween show, is currently sold out. So sorry for that. you can go to chicagomagiclounge.com. Can they buy tickets for next year already?
Not quite. No, but we do have a lot of events coming up. You know, Mondays and Tuesdays, live jazz and close-up magic. Every Wednesday is David Parr's regular show, Cabinet of Curiosities. And that's just spooky year-round, which is a lot of fun.
Because that's where I live. I live in spooky town.
You juice it up a little bit this time of year?
Oh, definitely.
I
add some extra spooky stuff to it.
Now,
and then on Halloween, we're doing a seance, a recreation of a Victorian-era seance in our 654 Club. That's the smaller theater in Chicago.
Will there be
Magic
a Ouija
Lounge.
Board?
There will not be a Ouija board, but we will be attempting to contact the spirits.
Should kids be allowed to play with Ouija boards or not?
Why not? Yeah. It's from Parker Brothers, right? Right. I mean,
they don't
make
do any
Monopoly.
Harm. Right.
If the kids want to experience a little Halloween fun with us, but not necessarily contact the dead.
Yes.
We still do have tickets available for this Sunday for our family show, our family matinee, where we have kids coming in costume. We might give out costume prizes. We might have a kids parade if it's cute enough. I don't know.
Oh, nice.
And we're going to have, you know, candy for the children. So it's a nice fun. We're not necessarily doing spooky stuff on stage, but in the spirit of Halloween, magic is always a little creepy, and we're allowing the kids to come dressed up. So this should be a fun time.
ChicagoMagicLounge.com. You can find out all the availabilities and shows. I want that trick. I'm ready
can
for
you
this
something
trick.
For us?
Okay, I'm going to come around there, Wendy.
All right. We'll have to share a microphone.
Okay.
Can I keep my clothes on?
Please.
Wendy, so asked Wendy, all of our guests that day.
Have you ever dabbled in the dark arts?
Not really.
Have you ever wanted to dabble in the dark arts?
Depends.
Well, now's your chance. We're going to see if you have the right stuff. First, you must pass a test. Now, don't worry, it's not a written exam. In fact, for this test, all we need are two pieces of tissue paper in festive fall colors. In witchcraft, as in so many other things, color coordination is paramount. I will give this half to you. If you would please tear those pieces in half. Tear them right down the middle, just like I'm doing. And then I will take the left-hand or sinister half. Thank you. Oh, what the heck, the right half too. In for a penny, in for a pound, they say. Whatever that means.
I don't know.
Wendy, hold out your right hand flat. I will give these to you, crumpled up pieces. If you would place your other hand on top. Squeeze those, and do you know any magic words?
What everyone knows, abracadabra.
That's the best one. You have been dabbling in the dark arts, haven't you? Whisper the magic word into your hands like this.
Abracadabra. Abracadabra.
Excellent. Give those a squeeze again, and let's see what happened. I think you passed the test. Look at this. Tell them what's happening.
Oh, yeah, somebody play by play.
All right, so what happened was there was an orange piece of paper and a black piece of paper all torn up. Wendy had them in her hands, and now it is a witch's hat made out of the same paper, but it's all been joined together magically.
Wow, and I'm a witch, so
well,
this is perfect.
Congratulations. You are a full-fledged witch, our guest of honor.
Thank you.
David, wow. He made you a hat out of paper.
I didn't do it.
No, Wendy did it.
This is all Wendy's latent power.
See, now
that's
I have
amazing.
No explanation for that,
oh,
and
magic.
I don't care. I'm just happy
it's
with
magic.
My hat.
And I have no explanation for it either.
David, does the phrase magic trick contains the word trick, is that correct terminology?
I tend not to use that
you
word.
You don't want to say magic trick. What's the right terminology?
Honestly, I call it all...
An illusion.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's to make the point of, I think the most important thing is not the fooling aspect. The most important thing is the mystery aspect.
Sure.
That feeling of awe or wonder that's so important to us as human beings.
Yeah.
And so that's at the heart of magic.
Yeah.
And I don't think trick conveys that.
No.
So I think mystery or illusion is a more important thing.
It was Doug Henning who always would say, it's an illusion.
And he was my idol when I was a kid.
Doug Henning was?
Yeah. He was the most famous magician in the world when I was growing up.
Yeah.
And I got to meet him a couple of times and chat with him.
Good guy?
Yeah.
Good.
All right, go back to your own microphone, man. You're invading my space now.
Just because you give Wendy a hat doesn't mean you get to keep her microphone.
The great thing about Doug Henning was that sort of kooky, I believe in magic hippie persona was not a put on. That was the guy.
Was him?
That was the guy I met.
Yeah.
And it taught me that sincerity goes a long way. If people sense that you're being genuine on stage, they'll go along with you for the ride wherever you lead them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Can I keep this hat? I'm sorry.
Absolutely, that is yours now forever.
I wear that all the time. Is magic universal? Is it everywhere all throughout
absolutely.
The planet?
Every culture needs it.
Yeah,
you know, and like I said, I think it was born out of that basic need for mystery, for that feeling of awe and wonder. That's very important.
Sure.
You know, it's a good reminder of the fact that we don't know everything.
That's a good point.
Shall we
Some people think they know everything, but
we
don't.
Really quick, I know that you've been open less than a year. Are things on schedule? You got to be pretty happy with the way things are going,
It's wonderful. It's actually exceeding our expectations. Just more and more people keep finding us. We're number one on TripAdvisor in Chicago for nightlife, which is outstanding. Unbelievable. Five stars on Yelp, which is...
That's great.
That's a magic trick in and of itself. I mean, people are just so happy. They love the space. They love the environment. They love the service, the friendliness of everybody. We're just so happy to be there, and it shows, you know, like David said, if we're happy on stage and we're happy as a business, people are just going to have a better
Without
time.
A doubt.
We're just thrilled to be part of part of the cultural
community. So nice
what's fantastic about it is that everything about it, the atmosphere, the staff, everything about it supports the magic.
Good.
From the moment you walk in the door, the magical experience starts.
Love it. That's excellent. Keep up the great work. Joey Cranford, the co-owner of the Chicago Magic Lounge, located at 5050 North Clark in Chicago, and then David Parr, award-winning magician. Here's the website you want to visit, chicagomagiclounge.com. All the information's there. Or give them a call at 312-366-4500.
Job well done.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Great to be here.
Thank you.
A break, some news, more show. Bill and Wendy, WGN.
And coming up, the stories that matter with Steve Bertrand from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.